Hello.
Matt.
Day off for Scotty.
Yeah, coming back from his stint on the injured list. You know, I don't want to overdo it. He's had three games where he's been on base and obviously played the field, so the timing was right to give him a day, especially with a day game tomorrow. I thought he looks good. You know, he's taking aggressive swings in the batter's box. He's got some hits, giving it some runs. So, yeah, he looks good.
When a hitter goes the other way, two home runs like one home run, what does it do? What enables him to have power the other way?
Well, strength, one, the bat speed for Ramon, really staying on the baseball. You know, when you drive a ball the opposite field and you hit it out, it's hit true. You know, ball flight was hit to where it's got backspin and it's not carving. So there were good swings. Good swings on two.
Bat speed, you point to that?
Take some strength to hit it out the opposite field. If you look at the numbers, I don't think majority of the home runs are hit to the pool side. So that was a really good night for Ramon. You're going to have to let it travel. I mean, you can hit it out front the opposite field. You know, it's just a matter of just staying on the baseball and you know, staying through the baseball and getting extension. I mean, our starters have, you know, handled some of these games, you know, with Cole going 7 in New York, Frankie 6. You know, we've been in positions to, you know, use guys down there. I think Jax and Trevino, it's been a few days, but, you know, hopefully we'll get them an opportunity to get in the game.
What have you learned about just over the few months now? Jackson's not
having pitched at high levels very much. And, some of his numbers and strikeout rate and things allowed are all pretty strong. What would you just kind of learn about him? Yeah, I think, you know, he's an excitable guy. He pitches with a lot of emotion, a lot of energy. You can use that to your benefit. Sometimes it can work against you. So you've seen both sides of it. I think we're just... He's going to end up figuring out a balance to that. You talk about the high strike rate, it also comes with a high walk rate, which we've experienced. So, young kid going through this process, I've been very pleased with how he's performed.
Is there anything that you guys are emphasizing that maybe try to cut down the walks a little bit?
If you look at the track record, I mean, there's tendency to have some walks mixed in with a lot of strikeouts. So, you know, we're obviously focused on him throwing his fastball in the zone, and he's done a better job of that of late.
Last time
with
Martinez, you mentioned just the calendar, test right now, and stuff overall, it seemed good. I guess, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the stuff plays. You know, it's a good sinking fastball, 93-94. Change-up's good. You know, the breaking ball, it's average, and I think we can improve that. Hopefully we'll have that opportunity here to work with him. You know, I think there's other things that Nemo and I have talked about. And looking at his performances over the past year or two, and we'll take a look at that and, you know, see if we can have some comparisons to maybe the 19 season and the 21 season before we've got them. But it's good to have him here and getting a good look at him.
Yeah, that rotation spot, some of the guys can come up and try to fill in.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, everyone that gets that opportunity to go into the rotation to solidify themselves, you know, as we talked about before, you're getting this opportunity and they're all young, they're all lacking experience. So not everyone goes out and takes the ball and dominates their first three or four starts. We'll be talking again about, you know, getting a look at them, giving them an evaluation, but also the importance of winning baseball games and going out and performing.
It's my favorite to get out of the church.
You want anything else for Toronto?
Anything else?
Are we good?
Thank you.